Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And joining us this morning is Presley Baker. She is a former National Defense Fellow at the Ronald Reagan Institute and the Alexander Hamilton Society, co-host of the opinion-based podcast, The Casual Critics. Presley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about TikTok, and we've seen some different news stories, headlines about how the United States wants to invest in it in order to make it more secure. Call me skeptical. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything that has ties to China could ever be fully secure. But what do you think?
I think that President Trump is serious about this deal. And I think he sees the importance of TikTok as a disseminator of information in the U.S., specifically with young Americans. And he's trying to do his best to make sure that he can maintain national security and keep TikTok live, which we've seen since January, since he's been in office and has been making deals with the company to extend the ban and things like that. But I do think we are going to see a sale here, at least of American operations and how the algorithm is housed in America. I think it's going to be really interesting. He said that President Xi Jinping has agreed on Friday that TikTok operations should be sold to American investors. So I think we'll see.
How much do we know about the investors here in the United States? Do we know who this conglomerate of guys, they say there's multiple investors in the group. Do we know who they are yet?
Yeah, so we know that the private equity firm Silver Lake's involved, and there's been some talks that the Murdochs might be involved, Michael Dell, Larry Ellison, who's the Oracle co-founder. So we don't know exactly specifics on figures yet or players, but I do think you'll see a lot of the big media people and the big tech get involved in trying to purchase this.
And politics is such a big part now of social media. You've got TikTok, you've got X, you've got Truth, where political, and then on the left you've got Reddit. I'm trying to think of some of the other platforms that I don't engage with. But do you see TikTok as a critical tool? I mean, a critical platform that needs to stay in existence in the United States? So many people actually make a livelihood off of it, right?
Totally. There's lots of people that do make, like you said, their livelihood, have their career on TikTok. But I think even more so than that, it's how a lot of Americans get information now, and specifically Gen Z. And you have a lot of major media news networks and politicians that are on TikTok. So, I mean, you can get news from reputable sources on TikTok. But and we've really seen it impact elections. I mean, if you look at the last election cycle, a lot of it was run on TikTok, especially with Kamala HQ and President Trump making basically combating TikToks. And and you see it now even with edits of President Trump and tons of people talking about Charlie Kirk. So I do think it's an important political tool, and that deserves to be safeguarded, but it deserves to be done in a way that American data is safe.
Yeah. See, I'm laughing because I don't want to see a lot of news on TikTok. I kind of stay away from it. But in my mind, I think there's Rachel Maddow doing a line dance trying to tell you how to vote. That doesn't sound appealing to me.
Yeah, I mean, you have the dancers, right? But then you have the reporters, and then they're not usually done at the same time, although that would be quite a sight. But yeah, I mean, you also see Caroline Leavitt and other conservative reporters and politicians on TikTok. So I do think it's shifted more towards like a balance, and that you're really, that people can get reputable information from it, even though there's a lot of bad information on it too.
And I think Trump has given these extensions and kept this dialogue and brought this ownership group together because he himself has had a ton of success and a ton of winning over young people through the TikTok platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think especially with the first kind of ban of this presidency being right before the inauguration and him really getting that deal through, like right as he stepped into office, that was really big, I think, for him with the younger generation, especially.
Now, I know you've got the Baker Take podcast with your mom, which is, I've watched a couple episodes. Yes. That very entertaining. You two, you both come at different topics from different viewpoints, generationally different viewpoints. But do you guys utilize TikTok? What platforms can we find the Baker Take on the podcast?
You can find us on TikTok. You can also find us on Instagram. So those are our two major ones. So if this doesn't go through and TikTok does get banned, we'll still be around. We'll be on Instagram.
You know, I know this is something that Charlie Kirk, I'm sure, would advocate for to the Trump administration. This is how you reach these type of people. But what would you say to someone like me that feels like a 40-year-old dinosaur that still hates it and rejects it and just doesn't want any part of it? How would you win someone like me over?
Well, I would say that, like, President Trump really wouldn't be advocating for this if he didn't think it could be done in a way that protects American national security. I think that we've seen on several other instances, President Trump really put his foot down on national security. And I think he means business here. And he's put together a group of people, and specifically Oracle, that's going to house and safeguard U.S. data. I think that this will be done in a way that protects the United States interests. And further than that, I think that everybody thinks that the younger generation has something that doesn't mean anything or that they don't like. So I don't think TikTok's going anywhere. And that's my other thing I'll say.
Awesome.
Okay. Part of the Casual Critics and the Opinion-Based Podcast. And I know Dan watches your show with your mom, which sounds awesome.
The Baker Take, yeah. The Baker Take, yeah. The podcast is hosted by Becky and Presley. We appreciate you taking time out of your early morning and joining us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.